You're listening to SBS News.
Vladimir Putin's end-of-year press conference is a somewhat bizarre spectacle in which journalists wave signs in the hope of being called on. It's long and often quite dull, but this year Washington and Kiev will have been paying extra close attention to the Russian president's words. Over 4 hours, he was asked just 3 questions on Ukraine, and his message was simple. The ball's in the West's court.
You are demanding some guarantees from me. It is you who must give us the guarantees. You, immediately, now, instead of babbling about it for decades.
President Putin reiterated the demands he has already issued, many of which are non-starters for the United States and NATO.
We put it straight. There must be no further expansion of NATO eastward. What is there not to understand? Was it us who deployed missiles near the borders? No, it's the United States who came with their missiles to the doorstep of our house. Is this an outrageous demand to stop deploying missile systems near our house?
He accused NATO of cheating Russia with 5 waves of expansion since the fall of the Soviet Union 30 years ago.
In 1991, we divided ourselves into 12 parts, I think. Looks like it's not enough for our partners. Russia is too big for them because the European countries themselves became small states.
Kiev believes Russia has more than 100,000 troops at the border and is planning a new invasion of eastern Ukraine as soon as next month, which the Kremlin denies. The US still believes Putin is yet to make a decision. Analysts say he chose his words carefully today. Samuel Green is the head of King's College London's Russia Institute.
Well, you know, I think that, broadly speaking, their strategy remains ambiguity, and Putin is part of that strategy, right? So they want to keep us guessing. They want us to not really know where this is going. But I do think there's a little bit of a clearing in the clouds.
That little clearing is the confirmation of talks with the United States scheduled to take place soon in Geneva. Putin described them as positive, but when asked if he could guarantee Russia won't invade Ukraine, his answer was ominous.
Our actions will depend not on the negotiation process, but on the unconditional security of Russia.
Despite escalating tensions, a 2020 ceasefire deal between the Ukrainian military and Russian-backed separatists has been renewed in eastern Ukraine in time for Christmas. Few think it will last. Ukrainian troops are carrying out exercises with US-supplied anti-tank missiles on one side of the border, while Moscow continues to send soldiers and equipment to the other side. At the end of his press conference, the Russian president thanked Santa Claus and said he hoped the wishes of Russians come true this festive season. It's Vladimir Putin's wish list Ukraine is increasingly concerned about. Ben Lewis, SBS News.